Save big during Labor Day at Lowe's. Get up to 40% off select major appliances. Plus, buy more to get up to an additional 20% off. Shop even more savings with 3 Stay Green 1 cubic foot vegetable and flower garden soil bags for $10. This Labor Day, take care of your home for less at Lowe's. We help. You save. Valid through 9/3. Soil offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii. Selection varies by location. Select locations only. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
This Labor Day, say goodbye to spills, stains, and overpriced furniture with WashableSofas.com. Featuring Anabay, the only machine washable sofa inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly pricing. Sofas start at just $6.99, making it the perfect time to upgrade your space. Anabay's pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and interchangeable slip covers are made with high-performance fabric built for real life. You'll love the cloud-like comfort of hypoallergenic, high-resilience foam that never needs fluffing, and a durable steel frame that stands the test of time. With modular pieces, you can rearrange anytime. It's a sofa that adapts to your life. Now through Labor Day, get up to 60% off site-wide at WashableSofas.com. Every order comes with a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping, no restocking fees, every penny back. Shop now at WashableSofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
This Labor Day, say goodbye to spills, stains, and overpriced furniture with WashableSofas.com. Featuring Anabay, the only machine washable sofa inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly pricing. Sofas start at just $6.99, making it the perfect time to upgrade your space. Anabay's pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and interchangeable slip covers are made with high-performance fabric built for real life. You'll love the cloud-like comfort of hypoallergenic, high-resilience foam that never needs fluffing, and a durable steel frame that stands the test of time. With modular pieces, you can rearrange anytime. It's a sofa that adapts to your life. Now through Labor Day, get up to 60% off site-wide at WashableSofas.com. Every order comes with a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping, no restocking fees, every penny back. Shop now at WashableSofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
This is Hidden Killers Week in Review.
A look back at the most prolific stories of the week.
This is a special report from True Crime Today and the Hidden Killers podcast.
I'm Tony Bruschi. Thank you for joining us. Press conference today taking place after a hearing. Rex Heerman, as he is charged in a fourth murder of the Gilgo Beach Four. Marine Brainerd Barnes is now on his list of likely victims. We're going to take you now to the press conference that's being held by District Attorney Ray Tierney in the matter. Let's take a listen.
Just before I say anything else, I just want to preface my remarks. At this stage, these are just allegations. We look forward to proving them in court. We're here to discuss the superseding indictment. The only change in that indictment is that we've charged the murder of Maureen Brainerd Barnes, which occurred in July of 2007. And that is included in the murder of the other three women, that being Melissa Barthelemy, Megan Wardeman, and Amber Costello. Before I discuss the indictment, I want to thank our task force partners, Suffolk County Police Department. We have, among others, we have Acting Commissioner Rob Waring. This is Rob's first appearance. Now that he's acting commissioner, I know he's going to take a more active role in this case, which we welcome. We're also Homicide Lieutenant Kevin Beyer and his team is here as well. We thank them for their hard work. As always, my partner Errol Toulon in the Suffolk County Sheriff's Office, we thank them for their efforts. Errol is here with us. We have our New York State partners. We have Major Steve Udice and Captain Chris Casal. We want to thank them for their assistance. The FBI, part of the FBI team is here as well. We have supervising special agents Mike Lewis and Don Ansbacher. I want to thank them for their continued assistance in this case. I have my team, which I frequently forget to thank. I want to take the opportunity to thank them. Our chief investigator, Rich Zacharias, and his team, ADA's Larry Opizzo, Nick Santamartino, Andrew Lee, and Michelle Haddad. I want to thank them for their continued efforts in this case. Sure. It's a little far from my face, but in addition to those task force partners, we've also received assistance or receiving assistance from the United States Secret Service, which are helping us with the downloads of a lot of the smart devices, as well as the Nassau County Police Department, Pat Ryder, as well as the Nassau County District Attorney's Office. And their assistance has been invaluable as well, so we want to thank them. And most importantly of all, I think I want to thank and acknowledge the victims' family members, many of them who are here. I want to thank them for their continued support and advocacy, not only for their family members, but for victims everywhere. And I think it's important that we keep in mind what this case is about. Maureen Brainerd Barnes was 25 years of age when she lost her life. Melissa Bartholomew was 24. Megan Wardeman was 22, and Amber Costello was 27. This is what this case is about. This is what this case should be about. And, you know, I'll confine my remarks about Maureen, but we could say the same thing about the other three women. You know, Maureen was, she was an intellectual. She was a writer. She was an artistic person. She cared very deeply about the people that she loved. She fiercely protected them. She was a devoted sister, devoted mother, devoted daughter, and she's sorely missed by those that loved her. And I know I speak for the entire task force when I say it's been an honor and a privilege to work these cases. And to provide that, small measure of closure for the family members. And again, these are just allegations, and we'll continue to work the case. We look forward to proving the allegations in court. But again, this case is about those victims. So I just ask that we all keep that in mind. As I've said, we've charged the murder of Maureen Brainerd Barnes to add to the already charged murders of Melissa Bartholomew, Megan Waterman, and Amber Costello. The defendant is charged with murder in the second degree, not murder in the first degree, because for murder in the first degree, you have to commit three murders within a 24-month period, and the numbers just don't work out. Maureen was murdered in July of 2009. July of 2007. Melissa was murdered in July of 2009. Megan, June of 2010. And Amber in September of 2010. So that just didn't. The numbers didn't work out for murder in the first degree as to the Brainerd Barnes murder. So this indictment marks a change in the investigation. The grand jury investigation of the so-called Gilgo 4 is over. It has been concluded, and we will proceed with those cases in court. And again, we look forward to proving the allegations. There should be no mistake. The work of the grand jury is continuing. Now we've talked about the transition from the grand jury to the prosecution. Well, with regard to those other bodies and those other murders, the grand jury, the task force will continue to investigate those cases. They'll be investigated through the grand jury, and when it is appropriate, and if we have anything to say, we'll say it at that time. But we're going to let that investigation play out. Before I turn it over for questions, I'll just talk about the bail letter. The bail letter discloses some further information on the case. Obviously, it's not all of the evidence in the case, but it does disclose some. So I'll synopsize that and open it up for questions at the end. With regard to the first part of the bail letter, it indicates that the task force has established that the defendant's family was out of state during Maureen Brainerd Barnes' murder, just as they were out of state during the murder of the other three victims. The family had checked into a hotel in Atlantic City in July 6th of 2007, and they remained there till approximately July 20th of 2007. And both the documentary evidence as well as witness statements have indicated that during the time of Maureen Brainerd Barnes' disappearance in July, on or about July 9th of 2007, Uhrman was not with his family. He joined them sometime thereafter. We also recovered two burner phones from the defendant at the time of his arrest. The phone ending in 1697 was recovered from his office, and the phone 2671 was recovered from his person. With regard to the phone ending in 1697, again, we see the same repetitive activity on that phone. It was used to contact numerous sex workers. We also were able to use it to identify an alias, Andrew Roberts, which was a known alias being used by the defendant. We were also able to recover a fraudulent email account, which is sandbagger303@gmail.com. The Sandbagger email address was used similar to the T-Hawk fraudulent account. The T-Hawk was used after Sandbagger, but the Sandbagger account was used once again to search for torture porn and info on the Gilgo case, on the Gilgo investigation, and victims' families. The defendant was particularly interested in the cellular telephone technology being not only used by the FBI, but specifically by the FBI in this case. We also recovered numerous electronic devices from the defendant, including a number of laptops, smartphones, tablets. From that, we learned that the defendant undertook numerous searches for software that could assist in erasing or wiping data from computer and digital devices such as EasyHide IP and Shredder X. He used those two applications to destroy evidence in this case. We see that he continued to make prostitution-related searches before, during, and after the disappearance and murder of the four victims in this case. Notably, on one laptop that was recovered from the house, there was an attempt to shred evidence shortly before the defendant met with and murdered Melissa Barthelemy. Another laptop recovered in the house accessed Amber Costello's Backpage ad on September 1st, 2010 at approximately 9:03 p.m., and that is just hours before the ruse occurred around midnight on September 2nd. So the way the timeline works is on 9:03, that laptop that was recovered from the defendant's house was used to access Amber Costello's Backpage ad. Thereafter, at about 11:33, the burner phone that was used to kill Amber Costello contacted Amber Costello's phone from Massapequa Park. And later at 12:05, that same phone accessed that Amber Costello's phone, but this time the phone had moved from the Massapequa Park area to the West Babylon area where Amber Costello lived, and then back to Massapequa Park. That is significant evidence as well. The biggest change is the DNA evidence, and we've received significant DNA evidence between the time of the first arraignment and this time. Which I'll synopsize for you at this time. We've always spoken, right from the very beginning, we spoke about the five hairs of significance that were recovered from three of the four burial sites of the women. So I'll just go through that, we earlier reported on mitochondrial DNA evidence as to three of those hairs. We now have nuclear DNA results for all five of the hairs, so I'll go through it. The first, the most significant hair for the purposes of the superseding indictment was the hair that was found on Brainerd Barnes. It was found on the buckle of the belt that secured her lower body, and we also found a three hairs at the site of Megan Waterman's burial. We found two female hairs and one male hair. The male hair was found at the bottom of the burlap that Megan Waterman was wrapped in, and the two female hairs were found around the head area, one at the top of the burlap and one near the tape that was used to restrain Megan Waterman's head. The fifth hair was a female hair that was found in the area of Amber Costello's head. Now, at the time of the original arraignment, we reported on mitochondrial DNA results for three of those hairs. With regard to the Megan Waterman hair that was found outside the head area, it was consistent with the genetic profile of both Asa, the mitochondrial DNA profile of both Asa and Victoria Huerman, and you could exclude the rest of the population to 99.69% of the rest of the population. With regard to the one male hair of significance that was found on the burlap with Megan Waterman, again, that genetic result was consistent with the defendants, and 99.96% of the population could be excluded. And then finally, we had the mitochondrial results with regard to the female hair found at the Costello burial site, and that was consistent with the genetic profiles of both Asa and Victoria Huerman, and that was to an exclusion of 99.98% of the rest of the population. And if you remember the science of mitochondrial DNA, unlike nuclear DNA, you inherit that solely from your mother. So a mother and a child will have identical mitochondrial DNA profiles. So that is the mitochondrial results. We now have nuclear DNA profiles on all five of the questioned hairs, and we use this using the SNP or SNP process. And with regard to the hair found in on Maureen Brainerd Barnes on that belt buckle, it was 7.9 trillion times more likely to have come from someone with the identical genetic profile as Asa Ellerup. With regard to the first hair that we got the mitochondrial DNA profile on, the female hair on Megan Waterman, that is 2.374 times 10 to the 48th power as likely to have come from someone matching the genetic profile of Asa Ellerup. And the way that that number is expressed, that's scientific expression, I'm told. So that's basically 2.374, and you add 48 zeros to that. So that's a number so large it doesn't even exist. A name for it doesn't even exist. With regard to the second hair that was found on the tape by the head of Maureen of Megan Waterman, that was also consistent with a person with the same genetic profile as Asa Ellerup. And that was 2.778 times 10 to the 488th power could exclude the rest of the population. With regard to the male hair, we received the mitochondrial DNA profile. With regard to that, the nuclear DNA profile on that was 1.48 times 10 to the 169th power as to come from someone sharing the same genetic profile as the defendant. And finally, with regard to Amber Costello, we received the nuclear DNA a profile on that, and that was 4.654 times 10 to the 63rd power as likely to have come from someone with the same genetic profile as his daughter, Victoria Huerman. So again, the mitochondrial DNA for mother and daughter are going to be the same. Nuclear are going to be separate. Everyone has a separate nuclear DNA profile except for identical twins. We believe these DNA results are significant. Nuclear DNA, as illustrated, is much more discriminate. And the SNP technology that was utilized allows you to get nuclear DNA results from hair. This is, cutting edge. We talked earlier, and the questions were asked with regard to mitochondrial DNA. Is mitochondrial DNA analysis cutting edge? Not really. It's been around since 1996. It's been, used in courts in the United States since about 1996, I think. SNP process is cutting edge. There are a couple of cases around the country where it's being used, but no finished cases, I believe. But it is scientifically accepted in both the medical and forensic community. It's used in the familial DNA context, so the science is certainly extremely solid. The good thing about it is it's allowed us to differentiate between those Victoria Uhrman and Asa Ellerup hairs. So that's important. So that's basically the bail letter. I'll open it up to questions, but I just want to end with, you know, we said at the very beginning that we were going to take a comprehensive look at the Gilgo 4 cases. I think we've done that. We've completed that. We used the grand jury process. Now we move to the second phase. The second phase being the prosecution of these four cases, as well as continuing to use the grand jury to investigate the other cases, the other bodies, and the other murders, which we think are investigatively significant. We're certainly going to do that. We're going to use the same methodology. We're going to use the grand jury. And if we come to a result in the time, and when the time is appropriate, we'll have further comment on that. So that's it. Does anyone have any questions?
Yeah, regarding the ongoing investigation, how many recovered bodies, other victims, are part of that investigation?
So we're not going to talk about it because we're going to wait until we're able, you know, we'll talk about that in court. Suffice to say that it will be a comprehensive investigation with regard to a number of the bodies.
Is Melissa's family hearing?
So I think later the families will be speaking. They have an attorney that they're going to be speaking.
You mentioned that you had.
There's going to be. I'm sorry, not to cut you off. Right after this. Go ahead. I cut you off.
Sorry,
I didn't mean to.
No, go ahead.
So you mentioned that the Secret Service helped you guys out with the devices, downloading the devices.
Yeah.
And finding out about what data had been destroyed through those. Who's helping out with the DNA? Like, why was there a second rollout of DNA?
So we use, of course, our excellent Suffolk County Crime Lab has helped us with DNA analysis. We've also utilized two outside forensic labs. We haven't disclosed those names just because we want them to do their work. We've disclosed some of those reports, so the defense is aware of the names of those two. We just haven't disclosed them. And their work continues.
In terms of the grand jury that you were talking about, the investigation of the Gilgo 4 you said has ended. Is this same grand jury now going to be investigating the remainder of the murders?
Yes, the grand jury investigation with regard to Gilgo continues, yes.
And is the same grand jury?
Would Melissa Cann, because she is right here now, like to say...
Well, I think there are going to be a couple of words spoken by the members of the family after we're done with ours.
Right, can you put into context in layman's terms the DNA and how and why it's significant in the case against Mr. Huberman?
So I think with regard to the DNA, first you have... what we had previously was mitochondrial DNA. And heretofore... Mitochondrial DNA was really the only DNA you could use to get DNA to extract DNA from hair. That's good about mitochondrial DNA. The numbers are big, but not as big as with nuclear DNA. And because you inherit your genetic profile from your mother, there are a lot of people walking around with identical mitochondrial genetic profiles. And there are not as many base pairs with mitochondrial DNA. I think there's like 12,500, a little bit more base pairs. In mitochondrial DNA, there's 3 billion base pairs with nuclear DNA. So nuclear DNA is like sort of the gold standard. If you could get to nuclear DNA, the numbers are going to be much larger. So you want to get to nuclear DNA because other than the numbers are high and other than identical twins, everyone's DNA profiles.
Mr. Tierney, of the 10 sets of remains, you've already identified 4 of them being found between the years 2007 and 2010. Can you share with us the years that you believe the other bodies were buried?
No.
The attorney, Huberman's attorney says nuclear DNA came out of nowhere. He, up until now, didn't believe there was any. This is obviously, as you said, more certain as far as the case. How confident are you in the case? And what do you have to say about the case?
Sure. I think that... nuclear DNA existed in the hair since they were first recovered in 2010. And now the science has caught up. I would say that's a good break for justice, a good break for the investigation. Others might disagree. But, the fact that we were able to utilize technology to obtain a nuclear DNA result that we are confident in and that we are confident in defending in court and making admissible, these are all good things.
So what took so long with Maureen Brainerd Barnes? I mean, the other ones we knew in July, the three. What took so long? Can you speak to her circumstances specifically, especially because she did have hair allegedly on the belt?
So we spoke about you know, the need for investigative secrecy, and as we were working through, and at the time we thought it was necessary to take the case down, we had completed three out of the four investigations, with Maureen Brainerd Barnes being the fourth that we did not complete. One of the main reasons why we didn't complete the Maureen Brainerd Barnes investigation is because we knew we had this hair, and we were awaiting, among other things, we were awaiting the result of that that nuclear DNA result, which didn't occur at the time of the original takedown. So that was the main reason.
Can you just speak to what this moment means for the task force, for the families, this charge related to the fourth victim of the Gilboa
Four? Well, I think it means a lot to the task force because we know that it provides a small measure of closure for the families, and you know, so we're really happy to provide that for them. We know that there's a lot of hard work to go, that these are allegations, that we need to prove them, but it's nice to be able to let the families know that notwithstanding, you know, a lot of the things that have been said, you know, we've always focused the case in the right direction. We always kept the victims in mind, and we were able to obtain a result, which we're pleased with.
And Attorney, I just want to clarify, the grand jury which convened for the Gilboa Four, it's the same one still actively investigating?
Correct.
Okay, and so in addition to the defense also tried to cast some doubt on some of the DNA evidence, but they also said something to the effect of, just because an individual solicits prostitutes, it doesn't make them a killer. In regards to the new evidence with the burner phones, is there anything you'd like to share with that?
No, I think that's what trials are for. And we look forward to proving these allegations in court.
And can you speak just a little bit to Maureen Brainerd Barnes' specific circumstances? I know we've spoken about all four as a group. What specifically does your office know about the circumstances of her death so far?
Well, I mean, I think that the circumstances of all the four women are very similar. Their backgrounds are similar. Unfortunately, their deaths are very similar, and that's why we focused on the Gilboa Four. You know, but it's you know, what we're willing to disclose about that death is everything that we've talked about now, with regard to the utilization of the four separate burner phones to lure these women out to Massapequa Park, where they were unfortunately murdered.
Mr. Chairman, in the document released today, there was talk about what was in some of the storage units, but not much. Can you talk about what else was found?
Sure. So, you know, basically what is required to us of prosecutors is we have grand jury material, which is secret, and then we have stuff which is publicly disclosed. So we comment on information that's publicly disclosed. There are literally mountains of information that have not been publicly disclosed, but I'm ethically enjoined from speaking about those. So I can't speak about those, so I won't. That's it?
Yeah, thank you.
Sure.
There's more to come on this case. Be sure to press subscribe so you don't miss any of our continuing coverage. I'm Tony Bruschi. Stay with us.
This has been a special report from True Crime Today and the Hidden Killers Podcast.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
This Labor Day, say goodbye to spills, stains, and overpriced furniture with WashableSofas.com. Featuring Anabay, the only machine washable sofa inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly pricing. Sofas start at just $6.99, making it the perfect time to upgrade your space. Anabay's pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and interchangeable slipcovers are made with high-performance fabric built for real life. You'll love the cloud-like comfort of hypoallergenic, high-resilience foam that never needs fluffing, and a durable steel frame that stands the test of time. With modular pieces, you can rearrange anytime. It's a sofa that adapts to your life. Now through Labor Day, get up to 60% off site-wide at washablesofas.com. Every order comes with a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping, no restocking fees, every penny back. Shop now at washablesofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
L-E-T-E-N-E-T. Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
This Labor Day, say goodbye to spills, stains, and overpriced furniture with WashableSofas.com. Featuring Anabay, the only machine washable sofa inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly pricing. Sofas start at just $6.99, making it the perfect time to upgrade your space. Anabay's pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and interchangeable slipcovers are made with high-performance fabric built for real life. You'll love the cloud-like comfort of hypoallergenic, high-resilience foam that never needs fluffing, and a durable steel frame that stands the test of time. With modular pieces, you can rearrange anytime. It's a sofa that adapts to your life. Now through Labor Day, get up to 60% off site-wide at washablesofas.com. Every order comes with a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping, no restocking fees, every penny back. Shop now at washablesofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
This Labor Day, say goodbye to spills, stains, and overpriced furniture with WashableSofas.com. Featuring Anabay, the only machine washable sofa inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly pricing. Sofas start at just $6.99, making it the perfect time to upgrade your space. Anabay's pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and interchangeable slipcovers are made with high-performance fabric built for real life. You'll love the cloud-like comfort of hypoallergenic, high-resilience foam that never needs fluffing, and a durable steel frame that stands the test of time. With modular pieces, you can rearrange anytime. It's a sofa that adapts to your life. Now through Labor Day, get up to 60% off site-wide at washablesofas.com. Every order comes with a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping, no restocking fees, every penny back. Shop now at washablesofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
This Labor Day, say goodbye to spills, stains, and overpriced furniture with WashableSofas.com. Featuring Anabay, the only machine washable sofa inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly pricing. Sofas start at just $6.99, making it the perfect time to upgrade your space. Anabay's pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and interchangeable slipcovers are made with high-performance fabric built for real life. You'll love the cloud-like comfort of hypoallergenic, high-resilience foam that never needs fluffing, and a durable steel frame that stands the test of time. With modular pieces, you can rearrange anytime. It's a sofa that adapts to your life. Now through Labor Day, get up to 60% off site-wide at washablesofas.com. Every order comes with a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping, no restocking fees, every penny back. Shop now at washablesofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
This Labor Day, say goodbye to spills, stains, and overpriced furniture with WashableSofas.com. Featuring Anabay, the only machine washable sofa inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly pricing. Sofas start at just $6.99, making it the perfect time to upgrade your space. Anabay's pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and interchangeable slipcovers are made with high-performance fabric built for real life. You'll love the cloud-like comfort of hypoallergenic, high-resilience foam that never needs fluffing, and a durable steel frame that stands the test of time. With modular pieces, you can rearrange anytime. It's a sofa that adapts to your life. Now through Labor Day, get up to 60% off site-wide at WashableSofas.com. Every order comes with a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping, no restocking fees, every penny back. Shop now at WashableSofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18+. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
This Labor Day, say goodbye to spills, stains, and overpriced furniture with WashableSofas.com. Featuring Anabay, the only machine washable sofa inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly pricing. Sofas start at just $6.99, making it the perfect time to upgrade your space. Anabay's pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and interchangeable slipcovers are made with high-performance fabric built for real life. You'll love the cloud-like comfort of hypoallergenic, high-resilience foam that never needs fluffing, and a durable steel frame that stands the test of time. With modular pieces, you can rearrange anytime. It's a sofa that adapts to your life. Now through Labor Day, get up to 60% off site-wide at WashableSofas.com. Every order comes with a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping, no restocking fees, every penny back. Shop now at WashableSofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
This Labor Day, say goodbye to spills, stains, and overpriced furniture with WashableSofas.com. Featuring Anabay, the only machine washable sofa inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly pricing. Sofas start at just $6.99, making it the perfect time to upgrade your space. Anabay's pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and interchangeable slipcovers are made with high-performance fabric built for real life. You'll love the cloud-like comfort of hypoallergenic, high-resilience foam that never needs fluffing, and a durable steel frame that stands the test of time. With modular pieces, you can rearrange anytime. It's a sofa that adapts to your life. Now through Labor Day, get up to 60% off site-wide at WashableSofas.com. Every order comes with a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping, no restocking fees, every penny back. Shop now at WashableSofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.